This is Josh Sumby, and I'm a sales agronomist for CHS Ag Services in Drayton, North Dakota. We're pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Wednesday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Randy Conan, along with Sierra Doctor. We'll also hear from Kara Hart and possibly Don Wick as well. We begin with Harvest Hotline. Harvest Hotline brought to you by Amity Technology, the North Dakota Mill, and Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Soybeans starting to dry down. Wolford, North Dakota farmer Chris Brossart broke into his soybean fields last week.
Yeah, we sure did. I believe it was last Friday. We were able to get started on a few. And then we combined soybeans for about 2 to 3 days there and then run into a few green ones. And we had a frost, I believe it was last Tuesday, Wednesday. So that kind of come through and was nice, evened out the green ones in the low ground. And we were able to get started on them again yesterday, kind of full force here. So it looks like we should be able to just keep right on going. A lot of guys are just kind of starting. I know we've been hauling some of our contracts into the elevator here, and he had mentioned yesterday there was two, three other guys kind of bringing some samples in and getting going. So I think, you know, there's a few guys still trying to wrap up some canola and some edible beans. I know edible bean harvest is going on. So probably later this week, I think guys will really get ramped up here.
And besides a little white mold pressure, Brossart thinks beans are above average.
So far, you know what we've seen, I'd say yields are average to slightly above average. Quality is nice. We have good test weights. Beans look very nice. Depending on the area on the farm, the southern area, we actually have a little bit of white mold in the soybeans. So Our dockage isn't real high, but it's a little higher because of the sclerotinia and the white mold in there. So I think, you know, although yields are very, very good, that maybe took a little bit of the top end off the yield at the potential out there.
Golden Harvest Agronomy Adam Arstead says weather will dictate soybean harvest.
A lot of people just poking into their beans. Heard some fields, whole fields coming off, and yields have been good so far. Again, highly dependent on if there was decent rainfall. And for the most part, I think, like I mentioned before, we did have decent rain. I think if we don't catch any more rain, which I don't think there's much in the forecast here for a while, there's going to be a lot of beans coming off here this week and into the weekend. And so looking like harvest is going to be in full swing, if not pretty much already there.
And Arstead projects corn is just hitting black layer.
There's been a few fields that are black layered that I found, but many of them are just getting there. And it's depending on where you were, you may have been black layered for a while. And so I think once you hit black layer, you know, we lose about 0.75% per day, so down to 25% moisture. And then from there on, it's a little bit slower. It's only like 0.25% per day. So it slows down to try to get down to, you know, 20, 19, 18, 17 as we get drier corn. So if corn harvest will probably start here, I would guess it's going to be a couple weeks. But every operation is a little different. Some guys have earlier hybrids and they can start.
Colfax, North Dakota farmer Scott Guslow just started his soybean harvest.
It doesn't look too bad. It's we just started combining today, this morning to be exact. And as far as harvest conditions, it's great. You know, could always use a shot of rain, but as far as the combine goes, it works great. It's nice not to deal with mud. The ground cuts really nice. It goes really well. We're starting on our, you know, the first stuff we planted. I think that could be towards the better end of the stuff. And you know, I think it's going to be the have and have nots when it comes to the rain. I think the stuff that got a little bit more rain is going to be just to yield a little bit better. But yeah, so far so good. I mean, I'm eternal optimist, and so far so good.
Guslow says the corn crop is coming around.
I actually hand-shelled some just for fun a couple of days ago. You know, it was in the upper 20s as far as moisture is, you know, so it's still a little ways away. But I was a little nervous that the test weight would be a little lighter, and it is, but it's not a train wreck by any means. It's in the low to mid-50s, kind of like 52, 53 pounds at that stage. So hopefully we'll pick up a little bit more. So I'm hoping the quality comes around, and hopefully we'll have a good crop there too.
Oneida, South Dakota farmer Charles Todd's sunflower crop got hit with a hailstorm earlier this summer. Todd said his sunflowers were about 15 inches tall when the damage occurred.
We're not harvesting, but the sunflowers look pretty good. We did have probably about a 40% hail damage on them, along with our spring wheat was the same way, too. We had a lot of hail damage on those crops. So we got stalks are dinged up really hard, but otherwise they look pretty good. They kind of come out of a lot of it and stood upright. So okay at this point. I mean, it looks like unless we get some winds, but we got, there's a lot of, there's about a 5% of the stalks were broke off during the hail, completely off. So we have some damage from there.
And a little bit of corn and soybean harvest has started in the Oneida area, but sunflower harvest is still a ways out.
I don't think any flowers will be done probably for a month. I don't see any getting close to getting ready down here. Maybe in a couple of weeks if we get a freeze, but every field is really green yet that I know of, you know, around ours. Ours is fairly early compared to neighbors, and it'll be, you know, 2 weeks before it's even brown colored. You know, we still drying down quite a bit yet.
And that's Harvest Hotline, presented by Ag Country Farm Credit Services, the North Dakota Mill, and Amity Technology.
Last week, the North Dakota Grain Growers Association notified the National Association of Wheat Growers that they would not rejoin the organization. NOG CEO Chandler Gould, a little disappointed.
We have gone through and made a lot of changes at the North Dakota Grain Growers that they wanted to see through that facilitated discussion that we had before they chose to leave the organization. So, you know, we've not only changed some of our policy-making process and how we go about setting our priorities, we've changed our dues process, and then we have gone out and I have set up a industry partners program that brings in non-dues revenue. So, I mean, financially, the organization is doing fine, but we would be doing better if we did have the largest production state voice sitting on our board.
NOG does plan to attend the Prairie Grains Conference this year. In the meantime, NOG is moving forward with their policy priorities, including preparing for the next farm bill.
One of the things that the NOG Board of Directors put on our priorities for the farm bill was additional budget authority, which is very difficult to do. The last time we added money to a farm bill was in 2008. We actually had to bring tax provisions in to raise enough money so that we could fully fund the farm bill. And I think what a lot of people, I know growers understand this, but probably the general public doesn't, we're not making any ARC or PLC payments right now because...
You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Wednesday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. While most of the weather focus is on Hurricane Ian, weather across the northern plains and Midwest is mostly good for corn and soybean maturation and harvest. World Weather Incorporated says a general mix of light rain and sunshine will be favorable for crop maturation and harvest progress. Winter wheat seeding is also advancing with recent rains in the southern plain, inducing improved crop emergence and establishment.
Much of Brazil and Paraguay will see a good mix of rain and sunshine and favorable planting weather over the next 2 weeks. World Weather Incorporated says rains will fall frequently enough in some areas to even slow planting progress, with the heaviest rains in southern and eastern Brazil. Argentina is expected to see two rounds of beneficial rains over the next couple of weeks in the northern and western areas of that country. World Weather says those areas, though, are dry enough that more rain will be needed.
Bauer Trading Market Analyst Ben Cash says the corn market is trying to follow the wheat market higher.
We're gathering some strength from the higher crude oil market as well as the wheat market, but beans under pressure here. Demand tone has kind of weakened up a little bit. Also, it seems to be like the yield has been better than expected for beans, and then more as expected to maybe a little less than expected for the corn market.
And Cash says harvest pressure will continue to pick up.
Yeah, seasonality too. You look at 15-year seasonals, we do dip during this time frame before kind of bottoming out and rallying the first maybe week, 2 weeks there, trying to put a bottom in of October. So we're still trying to find that harvest low, I think.
The weekly report from the Energy Information Administration shows ethanol production for the week ending September 23rd down 46,000 barrels per day from the previous week to 855,000 barrels per day. That is the lowest ethanol production in more than a year. Ethanol stocks increased 200,000 barrels to 22.7 million barrels.
Demand for U.S. grain continues to be very slow. Midwest Market Solutions President Brian Hoops thinks recession concerns are showing up in this week's ethanol production report.
Corn had tried to rally following the lead of wheat, but it's turned back lower since the weekly EIA report came out. That showed ethanol production slipping to only 855,000 barrels per day of production. That is the lowest since 2001, and That was a week that I think we had a big snowstorm that slowed some production. And if you throw that week out, it goes all the way back to the lowest since 2013. So really seeing a slowdown in demand for ethanol.
Hoop says geopolitical supply concerns are supporting the wheat market.
It's a demand market, or will shift to a demand market, and that demand is kind of absent. And that's what left us with some two-sided trade here in the grain markets. The wheat futures rallying, that's the strongest by far technically of any of these grain markets. And we're seeing additional short covering. There's, you know, tensions rising between Russia and Ukraine once again.
Avian influenza cases have been confirmed in Minnesota, South Dakota, and North Dakota, among other states. South Dakota's state veterinarian Beth Thompson says the most recent case was confirmed this past weekend.
Yeah, the last case that was confirmed here in South Dakota was on September 24th. We have had a handful of cases, not only here in South Dakota, but cases continue across the United States. I know that Texas had a backyard flock recently. Delaware has had a couple of backyard flocks. But importantly, there's also commercial flocks that are being diagnosed both in our neighbors, you know, in Minnesota and other places, but in other places across the U.S. We have an ongoing issue with highly pathogenic avian influenza.
Thompson is concerned about another major outbreak this fall.
You know, if we back up and talk about, you know, the wild waterfowl carrying the virus, and those wild waterfowl are going to start, if they haven't already, their migratory patterns from Canada, northern parts, down to the southern parts of the hemisphere. We are going to see additional cases. Just the very fact that we've seen cases throughout the summer, we know that the virus is still out there, that we have contaminated environment. Whether we'll see the number that we saw in the spring, I think that remains to be seen.
You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. The North Dakota Livestock Alliance is hosting a conference on North Dakota's hog industry in Fargo, North Dakota today. Red River Farm Network's Kara Hart reports.
North Dakota is not widely known for its hog production. North Dakota Corn Council Executive Director Gene Henning says there's 100,000 to about 150,000 head of hogs produced in the state currently. She would like to see that increase.
No, we already produce good quality feed. We've got great soy production. We have excellent corn production. And so we have the feed. I think it's going to take operations, individual operations that want to diversify, want to add another member, family member, a neighbor to their operation, and cattle and swine is the perfect way to do that. That is another method to bring another partner into their operation. So it really is about that integration and not putting all your eggs in one basket.
That's what today's conference is all about, growing North Dakota's hog industry. Attendees at today's event acknowledge there are hurdles to increasing livestock production in the state, including North Dakota's corporate farming law. Lawyer David Barrett says creativity is key in working within that law.
Corporate farming law actually has an exception for cooperatives if at least 75% of the members are farmers. So that's kind of something we kind of are looking at to see, you know, that might work for some circumstances because it's got, you know, 25% could be somebody else. So that's kind of unique for North Dakota. I mean, North Dakota has lots of cooperatives and, you know, grain cooperatives and other agricultural cooperatives, but there's actually a spot in the law where you can do something more creative.
Barrett is leading one of three breakout sessions this afternoon. The Pigs North Dakota's Bright Future convention and trade show put on by the North Dakota Livestock Alliance also features breakout sessions on how to make a barn investment, manure application, and how to put together swine contracts. The day wraps up about 3:30 with a Q&A on the future of swine production in North Dakota. Reporting Agriculture's Business from Fargo, North Dakota, I'm Kara Hart on the Red River Farm Network.
Checking markets before we leave you this afternoon. Wheat, Minneapolis, 24 cents higher. We're 30 higher in Kansas City, Chicago at 30 as well. Corn, 3 higher, and soybeans trading unchanged to 4 higher. This is the Red River Farm Network.